CPAC travels to Minnesota for 9/11 Some People Did Something event. By Kyle Morris on September 13, 2019. The American Conservative Union Foundation traveled to Minnesota on Wednesday to put on its CPAC Minnesota Some People Did Something event, which included appearances and speeches from conservative members of the media and survivors and victims of the September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks. "I'll never forget that day," said Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, as he reflected on September 11, 2001, and kicked off the event. "None of us will forget that day." American Conservative Union Communications Director Ian Walters echoed Schlapp's sentiment, saying that 9/11 exemplified the very best of the American spirit. "One of the reasons we thought it was important to get together on September 11th was because it really was a moment that exemplified the very best of the American spirit," said Walters. "In the face of tragedy, Americans were smart enough to understand that in those moments, there's no left and no right, that it is just essential that Americans come together and do the right thing." First responders also spoke on their experiences and rebutted Representative Ilhan Omar's DMN claim that some people did something on September 11, 2001. "Some people did do something. I saw it firsthand. I saw the best in America," said Rob O'Donnell, an NYPD homicide detective at the time the towers were struck. "As tragic as it was, I miss September 12th and afterward. There was no D's, there was no R's, there was no black. There was no white, there was no high income, there was no low income. We were Americans." Fox News journalist and investigative reporter Sarah Carter also attended the event in Minnesota, where she discussed the events of September 11, 2001, and how it changed her life. "It completely changed my life and it changed my life every day over the last 18 years," Carter said. "It was the reason I became a journalist. September 11th was a culmination for me," Carter added. "It became my life and it still lives inside me. I think it will live with me until the day I die. But the greatest thing I learned is how resilient and how strong we are as a nation. That we will never give up and we will never allow our nation to be targeted again." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.